They took a look somewhat of what they brought from Oregon State schematically, but I'm not selling the farm that that's what they're doing. I think that's the advantage they have coming into a thing is theirs is going to be a little more unique than ours. You know, they've been able to scout us, and we haven't changed much. So, yeah, there's a lot that we're going in, and we're just excited to line up and get this season going.
A lot of the players have said this is one of the most unified teams they've been on. From a coach's perspective, what have you seen in that regard?
Well, there's, you know, all spring and all fall going against each other. And, you know, that easily is a natural little deal to diverse, pull apart a group. But I think, you know, as a whole, these are really good guys to work with on all sides of the ball. And, yeah, you know. So what if your deal, your group got a little better, you know. Tomorrow you never know. This other group. And so it's been a healthy deal for our team to be a part of.
Seems like you're pretty healthy offensively. Is that, are you pleased with where you're at health wise?
Yeah. I am.
We haven't heard the term go hard, go fast as much this fall as before. Is that because it's just entrenched now, or have you scaled back a little bit?
That is who we are. And when I first started 3 years ago, we were not that. So, to the players' credit, that's just naturally who they are now. When they come in this program, the way we train, the way we see the world, that's who they are.
And the defense seemingly is caught up as well, so you're not feeling like you have to slow it down to give them a break, I guess. Is that part of that?
Yeah, but that's never been our philosophy, to slow down to for a flaw in defense. So, no, we're trying to score points, and that is the team goal on both sides. Prevent from points and score points. Now, you know, at some point late in the fourth quarter, that totally becomes a different situation. But for three quarters, and well, shoot, I don't know if we're good enough, maybe by half we'll start killing the clock down. But that's who we are as a go-fast, go-hard group.
When you think about Nebraska, I'm talking about the program, the history, what goes to your mind when you think of
Steep tradition, great fan base, and outstanding college football environment. This may have been my third or fourth time going up there. And it's a great environment for a college person to attend or to participate. It's a great, that's what college football should be.
Is that all with Texas Tech going to Nebraska?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Arizona didn't go there?
No.
No. Coach, can you talk about Tooney Coonish a little bit? Kind of came in a little bit late fall camp. Talk about his progression, where he's at.
Tooney did come in later and was always there but not cleared. And he's really come on. You know, he's got some of spring to build off of. And so when he came in, it wasn't start from zero. He actually picked up where he left off. It's real good to see his progress.
A lot of the leadership has gone to Taysom naturally. Is that a good thing, or do you like the leadership group, you know, more leadership from other guys as well?
Well, I think everybody can be a leader. Taysom is the captain, the formal leadership deal, and he's outstanding in that role. But shoot, if you're a senior, you're a leader on this team. We got the team broken up into these brigade battalions, and they're leaders in that to your nine-guy group. So, yeah, there's a lot of leadership and training to be leaders, and you don't have to be an official declared leader to do that. So, yeah, there's a lot of guys that out there that are giving our team great leadership. Besides Taysom Hill.
How would you say this team is prepared to face adversity and to overcome that in the game, maybe better than years past or similarly?
Well, we've made that a anthem from with our strength coach, to train the young man into being that's who you are. You overcome hardship and you battle and you keep going. So, yeah, that mindset's been in training now since January. Now, will it unfold perfectly? Shoot, I doubt it. You know, it's a game and these are people and they're amateurs. And so there's a whole gamut of outcomes, which I'm not too concerned with the outcome of the deal. More interested in coaching the process and then after this first game, seeing where we are and taking the next step forward. So, yeah, no fear for failure. That's just who we trained ourselves to be. Go hard, go fast, play the next play type of deal.